for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour, the fourth and final hour of our weekly Saturday morning radio broadcast. This is where we dive deep into one specific topic about your home, castle, or cabin. Today we're going to be talking about lighting, light fixtures, light bulbs. We've got a special guest in studio that's going to help us do that, Mr. Childers of Statewide Lighting. But before we get there, I'm going to have a continuation of our last hour. I had an eight-minute segment, and I think Gary stole two of those minutes from me somehow because
blame me for it.
that music track to the bump started way too soon. And we had Joe Ercik, the president and CEO of the Green Valley Sorita Chamber of Commerce, on, and we did not have enough time to give them and this event the kind of coverage they need. Just a beautiful little town in southern Arizona, south of Tucson, along Interstate 19. Joe, I had just asked you where you like to sneak away in your own community. And I know that's a loaded question for the chamber because you feel obligated to list every single business that's there in your local community. So for anybody not familiar with Green Valley Sorita, give us just a quick preview of the town.
You bet. You know, we have, for the second year in a row, when I say we, the town of Sorita was recently voted the fifth best place to live in Arizona and among 54 communities, and we got nosed out by Paradise Valley, Scottsdale, Gilbert, and Oro Valley. It's a wonderful community, a population of roughly 28,000 people.
Joe, the nice thing about all those towns that nosed you out, you don't need those kinds of budgets to move to Sorita, though.
That's correct.
You don't need a Scottsdale budget to move to Sorita.
Yes, and you know what's also great is that the unemployment rate here is 4.1%. It's the fourth best in Arizona. There's just many, many reasons to live here. And, again, a lot of the businesses, you have to have what came first, right, the chicken or the egg, the business community inviting and bringing neighborhoods and residences to come here, or residences and bringing business. And I happen to believe that as soon as you have businesses in place, you'll get rooftops. And a lot of the home-based businesses, of course, they combine the two. And they're all, most of them are represented at this event. The town is awesome, and this particular event, the Business Expo and Taste of the Valley, is a real nice showcase of everything.
Well, we appreciate your time, and where is this event being held?
Over at Desert Diamond Casino, I-19 and Pima Mine Road, and it's our 24th annual, and we invite everyone to come on down. For $5, you can have an incredible meal from about 14 different restaurants in this area.
And tell us how that works. It's pretty neat the way you can buy a ticket for a sample, and it's only a buck, and you can get 14 different samples.
Yeah, it's a dollar, and we have the Optimist Club has their famous sausage that they're handing out. But also the new restaurants here, again, are Dominic's and Tito's. They're here along with 19th Hole and just 14 of our best restaurants are represented here, and you'll get a great variety of food for just $5.
The Rosie on the House Transit is down there as well with our team, Lance Kunkel and Susan Krieger. You can stop by the Rosie on the House booth and pick up a home maintenance calendar if you'd like one, or weren't on our mailing list. We're getting a lot of people that are asking, can they still get a calendar? Absolutely. We mail them out all year long. At the end of every month, every request that comes in, Lance takes a new stack down to the post office. And we were joined by Joe Ercik, president and CEO of Green Valley Chamber of Commerce, Green Valley and Sorita. Thanks again for your time, and hope you'll have a great event today.
Thanks very much.
Green Valley is one of our newest affiliates from KGVY, but even as new as that is, they've been with us over 5 years and just been a great little radio station run by the Walker family. And
I bug Deanna every week.
And do you know her husband's name?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, so everyone knows him as Chet, but it's not Chet, it's Jim. When he was growing up, Chet was a very tall basketball player, and Jim is a very short basketball player. And so they teased him. They nicknamed him Chet because he was the opposite of whoever this famous basketball player was. And the name stuck with him for, you know, 40, 50 years later, however long it's
so
been.
He answers to two names.
You can call him Chet or Jim, and he'll answer like...
Present.
So thanks to all of our Green Valley listeners as well. It's a very interesting community. They have a lot of retirement community down there. It's a little higher than Phoenix and even Tucson, so you get a little bit more of the higher elevation, a little cooler winters. And you're right between wherever you want to go. You want to go get some Mexican food south of the border. You're 20 minutes away. You want to go shopping. Tucson's 20 minutes north.
So you're saying I can find a pretty good tamale somewhere around
pretty
there.
Good tamale, and you're right at the biggest pecan grove in Arizona, Green Valley Pecan Company.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to talk about our topic of the week. We just had to give that event its due diligence, and we cut them short in the last hour. Again, you can get down there today, and it's today only, I believe. And pick up your home maintenance calendar. In that calendar, you'll see that the month of January, we're talking about things you can do as the homeowner, yourself, projects in the weekend. Next week, we'll be talking about tile projects and all the different applications for tile in your home. But today, we're talking about lighting. Let's shine a little light on the situation.
All right. Good morning.
Alan.
Good morning.
Welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for coming down this Saturday morning.
Appreciate it. Love being down here.
And Statewide Lighting, you've been with Rosie on the House for quite a while, but you've recently gone through a new showroom upgrade.
Yeah, we spent most of last year decided that our showroom was pretty tired. So we cleaned it out, we remodeled it, redecorated it, brought in all new fixtures. We pretty much unloaded all the older stuff and donated it to Habitat and a few others. So we brought in all new fixtures. Our manufacturers were a big help, giving us some product and some new product and some product that, frankly, we would have never brought in before. So, but it's all cleaned up and looks great. It's just about 10,000 square feet. We have some electric fireplaces now, and we have some different things. But a lot of the newer fixtures, wall fixtures, dark sky, LED. We have a new little landscape area where we dip. Demo some landscape lighting and what you can do. So with the new LED landscape. So we've got quite a bit of new stuff now.
And we'll start with lights because that's the easiest thing. It may not make sense to change our fixtures right now, but it's amazing what just changing the light bulb can do for our home and our lighting. But before, I've just got this one nagging question. My curiosity has to know, how long does it take you to turn on all those lights in 10,000 square feet every morning?
Well, luckily we don't turn them all on. The power meter spins pretty fast as it is. We turn on a few of them, and it's moving right on down the road when we turn them on.
So let's talk about lighting. For years and years, it was the same, and we've had you on a few times talking, but it's one of those things that it was the same forever and ever and ever. And then the amount of changes, once one happened, then there was another, then there was another. And the improvements on those changes have just started to snowball. Hammers were the same way. You know, forever a hammer was a claw hammer, and the different types of ergonomic design and the magnets that are on them now and the way they're weighted. It just seems like every year we've got a better way to make the hammer, and every year we've got a better way to make an improvement on Thomas Edison's light bulb.
Yeah. Technology has changed so fast. It's just gone, within a new light bulb has come out about every 6 months. So, with the new LEDs, even some of the older incandescents that are still produced, The technology's changed. It's constantly moving. I almost have to go back to school every month to figure out what's going on. It's tough to keep up with. But social media, I think, has had a lot to do with that. And even with styles of fixtures, you know, fixtures were all all traditional or transitional, very, you know, basics. And we were so far behind the Europeans, you know, they're the ones that brought out the new ideas, the new styles, the new colors and everything. Well, by the time America picked them up and started doing them, it was 2 years down the road. You know, by the time the lighting manufacturers decided to match the faucet people and the toilets and the countertops and all of the design work, the lighting people were two years down the road. Now with social media happening and everything, the lighting industry is much more on top of it. They are, you know, when something comes out, they're right there putting something matching together for them. So that's been a big help. The light bulbs, here again, there's certain bulbs for certain things, and pretty much now all of the light bulb manufacturers can match what you used to have. So, you know, as far as color, as far as CR and everything, you know, so they've gotten real well at putting out a product now that everybody would be happy with.
And we've got a special guest that is going to be calling in the next segment. Did I get all my facts right from Dallas?
Yeah, he's in Dallas right now. This week is our international lighting market in Dallas. And he should be calling in here soon, I hope. But he's going to, hopefully we'll drill him as far as, you know, what the good stuff, new stuff is.
What does he see now that won't get to our shelves for the next 6 to 8 months?
Yeah. Well, usually down there, you know, if it's there, it'll be on our shelves in the next month or so.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's pretty fast getting, because they pretty much stock up and get ready when they put it in market.
We'll look forward to hearing from David here shortly, as well as you, the listener, 1-888-767-4348, if you'd like to join the lighting conversation.